Okay, the source is Tochny.info, and it's uncovering Kaliningrad's hidden antenna array. Russia is constructing the largest radio electronic surveillance antenna complex, which is located just 25 kilometers from the Polish border in the Kaliningrad region. Satellite imagery reveals a massive, circular, disposed antenna array. And, of course, they like acronyms, CDAA. It's a Cold War era technology that was designed for long, ultra-long range interception and direction finding of radio signals. Stand by. This facility spans up to 1,600 meters in diameter, which is pretty darn large, significantly larger than any existing CDAA site. It includes concentric rings of antenna masts with radial access roads and fortified perimeters. This antenna array enables Russia to intercept NATO's radio communications across Eastern Europe and the Baltic region, includes very low frequency and low frequency communications. They use those for a variety of reasons, not to say the least, talking to their submarines. Stand by. And it carries on to elucidate, like I just said, they're critical for communications with Russian submarines in the Baltic Sea and in the North Atlantic. The complex is optimized for broad spectrum signals intelligence and passive electronic reconnaissance. So you don't know if they're listening, but they certainly are. Next, we have a source of NIC data, and this is a second Starlink outage. There's no answers about what's causing it, only speculation, right? On the night of August 19th, Starlink experienced significant disruptions, with the majority of complaints originating from users in the United States. Journalists from CNBC speculated that these outages could stem from SpaceX's Starlink service lacking adequate operational capacity to meet its rapidly growing demand. That's not an official explanation, but just speculation by, in quotes, it says, journalists. I also want to kind of add an observation that I've seen. I've been looking at ads for Starlink for some time, and they've had big pushes to try and sign up people. They were even offering the antennas and stuff for free if you signed up for a year. They also dropped some rates for commercial homes opposed to commercial users. So anyway, that is the end of the Ameron Emergency Net, and we're going to carry on and go to the Channel 3.